Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
From the station.
Go, Nick.
Nick says he can't hear anything.
Well, I'll do it then for us. Good morning, folks, or I should say afternoon. You're welcome to Soundbites. I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And we're professionals.
And we got Nick Francesco on the horn.
We're trying somewhere, eventually.
Oh, I can hear him in my headphones.
Yeah, no, we've got him. He just can't hear what's coming off the board. That's okay. Which, you know, it is what it is.
So I got to feed something back into him.
Nah, don't worry about it. We'll use flashcards. You know.
Who's going to flash what?
You know, that's right. Nick, how you doing?
Well, I'm peachy, thank you. For those of you who don't know, I'm one step ahead of the law somewhere in the Southwest. Steve Ray, however, has managed to get me here. It took routing through 23 states, bouncing off 6 satellites in a Polaris submarine, but he's got me on video on StreamYard.
We hunted you down.
Well, can we talk about
down and here I am.
Can we talk about for a second that Nick not only has a chroma key background, but he also has chroma key colored headphones with a chroma key colored microphone. I never even have seen that before.
Yeah,
isn't that interesting?
I particularly bought this. Green is my favorite color.
Yeah.
So I bought this thing, but I thought, well, let me get something that's kind of chroma keyed. So when
cool.
I do use a background, it looks good. This thing, by the way, is attached
bigger.
To the back of my chair.
Right. Right.
It's called a web around, and you just unfold it, stick it on the back of your chair, and wherever you are, nobody sees the mess behind you.
Now, are people able to see this video feed right now and see him?
I'm working on it.
Okay, Steve's working on it.
And I'm trying to get Dave in here, too.
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to worry about me.
Actually, Dave is there behind Rob.
So oh, is he?
I had to, well, since you're usually a square in the middle, I have room for Dave.
Usually a square in the middle. That's me. Anyway, all right, we should let Nick take it away. He wasn't here last week. Nick, go ahead. Do your thing.
All right, well, let's start with a piece of the news then, shall we, while they get everything else running. This is actually a big one. Hackers have been luring unsuspecting users with a fake Windows 11 upgrade that comes with malware that steals browser data and cryptocurrency wallets. Not that many of you have to worry much about that. The campaign is currently active and relies on poisoning search results to push a website mimicking Microsoft's promotional page for Windows 11 to offer the information stealer. Microsoft offers an upgrade tool for users to check if their machines support a Windows 11 upgrade. One requirement for that support is support for Trusted Platform Module, or TPM, version 2.0, which is present on machines less than 4 years old. The hackers are preying on users that jump at installing Windows 11 without spending the time to learn that the OS needs to meet certain specifications. The malicious website offers the fake Windows 11 and features the official Microsoft logo, the fave icon, an inviting download now button. And if you download the malicious, the stuff from the malicious website, you get an ISO file that actually includes the malware. According to CloudSec, which is a security company, the threat actors behind this campaign are using a new malware that researchers named Inno Stealer due to the use of the Inno Setup Windows installer. The malware also removes security in solutions from Emisoft and ESET, likely because those products actually detect it. Basically, the idea is this whole Windows 11 upgrade situation has created a kind of a fertile ground for the proliferation of these campaigns. And this is not the first time something like this has been reported. It's recommended to avoid downloading ISO files from obscure sources and only perform major OS upgrades from within your Windows 10 control panel, or get the installation files straight from the source. If an upgrade to Windows 11 is not available to you, there's no point attempting to bypass the restriction manually, as this will come with a set of downsides and severe security risks. So our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that's Bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is fake Windows 11 upgrade installs malware. And your choices are, I only get my upgrades from Microsoft. I think my upgrades come from Microsoft. I have no idea where I get my upgrades. I actively seek out non-Microsoft approved upgrades, Windows, and other. So far, we have 19 votes in the poll, and Windows is a little over 50%, or 10 of them. So please vote in the poll at soundbites.org. That's Bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you. And, of course, I know you'll have more to say about this, so you can head on over to the forums. Again, at soundbites.org, scroll down on the right under Fascinating Stuff. You'll see the forum. Second forum down is the poll discussion. Currently, at least, the number one item under poll discussion is 23 April 22, fake Windows 11 upgrade installs malware. And then, of course, you can give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. But that's not the only reason to give us a call, is it, Rob?
That is correct. It is the final weekend of our spring pledge drive. And we need folks to call in and help us, you know, kind of get over that goal by the time we get to Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock. And, you know, I've been with you guys for many, many, many years, and you have provided thousands.
You needed a step stool when you first started with us.
You know, that's right. Have you ever figured out how many hours you've done over the years? Just out of curiosity.
On the air, it's 2 a week for 33 years. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of...
That doesn't even count the before the show and the after the show.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. That's a lot of free technical support that you guys have been providing over the years, and a program that you literally, like this, you're not going to find anywhere else. And we need your help to get these phones ringing and these pledges coming in. We know a lot of people, you know, tend to wait till the last minute, and that's okay, but we need you to give us a call today and make that pledge to keep Soundbites going strong. These guys, Nick, Dave, and Steve, volunteer their time every week to come in here to do this, and as Nick mentioned, that doesn't count the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes as well. Show prep, preparing for the show every week, couple of hours, doing the outside things that you guys do, the get together, the Second Life, if you're still doing that, all that kind of stuff is for our listeners, and we need folks to make these phones ring, Nick.
Well, the one thing that I pointed out last week and kind of doing a timetable was to try to point out to folks that, you know, we've been doing this for 31 years now and going through the various systems that we started mm-hmm. out with, you know, back when there was dual disk drives on up to the 386s, the 486s, and getting into the Pentiums. We have been there for you folks, guiding you along, solving your problems.
I figured
no
it
matter
out.
What machine it was.
I did the math. 3,224 hours on the air, at least. 3,224 hours of volunteering to be on the radio. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
We're idiots.
No, you keep promising us we're going to get a paycheck one of these days, Nick.
I'm promising you. No.
It's in the mail. It's in the mail. Seriously, it's on its way to you. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, we love helping you out. That's why we're here. But a couple of times a year, we need your help.
Yeah.
Look, I get it. Every pledge drive, everybody waits till the last minute because everybody loves drama. Oh, I'll call it the last minute. I'll put them over the top. I'll be the hero. I'll wear a cape. I'll jump off the sofa. Look, here's the deal. This is the last minute for this show. We aren't going to be begging next week. We aren't going to be asking for your pledges next week. This is it. If you want to pledge around Soundbites, if you want to be the hero at the last minute, this is your shot.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last shot.
Well, one thing you always say, Nick, that I love is, you know, when you make a donation to Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites, you can then look smug. You know what I'm saying? Because you've done your part. You can have that smile and know that you've helped to keep the program on the air. And it's, you know, it's quite a thing to have. And people wear their membership here as a badge of honor, right?
Well, they do when they call in. They're all sitting there. I'm a member. Yep. They always make sure that, you know, no matter where we run into them.
That's
and
right.
I'm a member.
And I'm a member. That's right.
Because they are very proud that they support programs that they like.
That's right. And we do need these phones to ring. Of course, you can call the old fashioned way if you want. We'll take your call and your pledge. Just about 90 seconds or so is all it takes. Or, of course, obviously, you can head on over to our website and make the donation there. But as Nick said, this is the last weekend for Sound Bites, and we need your help, friends. We really do, to keep this music going strong and the programming and the news and the talk shows like Sound Bites. We need your help.
Nick, you know, you brought up a good point with the Windows 11. I don't know if you heard the show last week. I was getting into, I'll do to you again, Ubuntu. Yeah. And I was trying to explain to folks, because on my Raspberry Pi 400, I wound up putting on a PC, Ubuntu, and then I wound up going over to Xubuntu. Have you tried that one?
That's the one I use every day.
I love it. I mean, it looks so much like Windows. And it installs the LibreOffice package. And, you know, I'm getting more and more familiar with it. And, I mean, the library and store that, you know, for the various apps that you can quick install is unbelievable.
Tens of thousands of apps. Ubuntu has massive numbers of packages. It's incredibly well supported.
Yeah.
Everyone is free. And everyone is free. I talked about this, I think, last week. 2 weeks ago, whenever the heck I was last on, there's a program called Gramps, and it's basically a genealogy program, and it does everything, all the like family tree and all of those, whatever they are, do, and they'll even read their files, and it's 100% free.
Yeah.
And you can find a million packages like that. LibreOffice, we talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Ubuntu is an amazing piece of software, and it does everything. It does the same stuff Windows does, except for a few specialized packages. I know we're going to hear from people who say, I can't live without X.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Then you have to run X. Mm-hmm. I get that. But for 99% of the people, they can get along with everything that Ubuntu does easily.
And like I say, and
I've been running it on my Pi 4 and my Pi 400. Oh, Dave.
Yeah.
I've overclocked my Pi 4.
Oh, how's it going, though? I mean,
I've gone from 1.5 gigahertz to 2.1 gigahertz, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a 30.
No, that's quite a bit.
And I've been running it a week now, and the Pi 4 has a fan on it.
Okay.
So it never gets above 50 Celsius, which is great.
Okay, yeah.
And it runs like a little top, and it's pretty impressive. So I've been...
Yeah, folks don't know, with Ubuntu, there is a utility.
A fan.
Yeah.
But it's got an awfully big heat sink, so we'll see.
Yeah, but if...
Yeah, Ubuntu is an amazing product. I've been running it for, I don't know, since it came out, 25, 30 years, whatever the number is. And it's my daily driver. It has been for decades, and I've never looked back.
Well, like I was telling folks, you know, trying to explain last week, going from Ubuntu...
Hello?
Over to...
Anybody there?
You there?
I've been talking into the ether somewhere, I should probably just turn on the radio and listen like everybody else.
But no, you're still there, Nick. Don't worry.
He doesn't hear us.
He doesn't hear us now.
Okay.
Oh, well. Okay.
Well, anyway... What I was trying to explain last week, folks, and hopefully we're going to get Nick back in here with us. What Nick's talking about, it's going from...
You guys can hear me, at least. That's all right.
From you...
So I'm done. Thank you. Carry on.
From Ubuntu going to Xubuntu is very simple, folks. And all you have to do is literally, like I was explaining before, is within Ubuntu, you have a what they call a terminal window. And I know for some new folks, that might be a dark, scary thing that you click on the screen or this icon, and then this little window pops up. And you see a cursor flash, and you're going, uh-oh, what did I do, break it? And it's like, yeah, no, you didn't break it. All you have to do is type in that window is sudo apt, A-P-T, space, install, space, X, Ubuntu, that's X-B-U-N-T-U, dash, desktop, and hit enter. And just sit back and watch. It will go through the whole system.
X-B-U-N-T-U.
And now I hear myself. So it'll go ahead and install this whole system. Once it's done, it says, okay, I'm done. You just type in exit, reboot the system. You're now running Xubuntu, and it looks very much like Windows. You can have your desktop icons. You can put things out on the desktop. You can add things to the toolbar. But it pre-installs LibreOffice, which is, you know, your typical writing pro, just like the Office package. It includes the whole bundle of, you know, whether you're doing word processing, spreadsheets, say presentations, drawing programs. It's all in there, and it's free.
All right, we're going to have you pot Nick down for a second because we're working on some technical issues here. But Nick, we're working on it. We're working on getting you. Why don't you just pot him all the way down? Yeah, just pot him all the way down. We're working on some tech issues here, trying to get him in remotely. So one thing I was going to ask you is, I am a non-tech person, but do you find more and more people getting away from the Windows and the Mac and going to...
We get a lot of calls each week now, folks looking to Chromebooks.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting because Chromebooks are, you know, all the school districts and stuff are using Chromebooks. Why do you think people are moving to those?
Well, it's very simple. I mean, one, for a school system, and as being an admin person,
yeah,
all my maintenance and all that has gone away. And the fact that Chromebooks don't get viruses, they don't get spyware, you can control what the kids can get into. So right. You can lock them out from going to other sites and all this other stuff,
right,
and protect it. And then once a class is done, you know, with all this, the tablets turned in for the end of the season, one fell swoop, I can have a system wipe out all of them. Then put them back to day one. So when Johnny and Mary come into my class, I can hand them a fresh Chromebook.
Yeah.
And they can do their homework. They can go home. And again, parents don't have to worry about them surfing and getting into trouble. And they're great wireless. So and wireless is becoming available anywhere. Anywhere and everywhere.
And I mean, they're pretty much disposable, right? So, I mean, if something happens, I mean, not for nothing, how much repair are you doing on those things?
Well, that's the thing. They're not. I mean, they come with the what they call the frog cases.
Yeah.
And the frog cases, you can drop them because, let's face it, even adults do it.
Drop them.
They drop them and the corner gets damaged. Well, with the frog cases on it, they're literally a heavy-duty rubber-matted case that they can take the impact, that even if it goes face down,
yeah,
it's not going to shatter the screen. Whereas if you didn't have that cover on there and you dropped, say, a regular tablet or that type of stuff, it's smashing it. Forget it. You're toast. But Chromebooks are doing everything that folks need. We get folks calling in all the time. Well, let's see. We ask them what they do with it, and we say, oh, I go on the air and look for websites. I like to do some of my music, and I want to do some photo editing. While you're doing that on your phone, you can do it on a Chromebook, because now all the apps that you run on your phone can also be done on a Chromebook.
Well, I'm embarrassed to admit that, you know, I was always one that whenever I got a new computer, I wanted to get Office installed and all this other kind of stuff. And I never lived in the cloud, right? I just couldn't break away from...
Oh, it's the only...
Well, right. So now that we have everything in Google... Everything you do no longer obviously sits on the machine, but it sits in the cloud, and you can get it from everywhere. You don't have to worry about conversions and all this kind of stuff.
Well, that's the thing. I just, 8 months ago, had one of my computers die on me. So I ordered another HP, little mini tower. Mm-hmm. All I had to do was load Windows and sign into my Google account.
Done.
Boom. Yep. Chrome comes up. All my tabs are there. I log into my email. All my emails are there. Yeah. And from there, I could, from the email, go into Google Docs, all my documents, spreadsheets, they're all there.
They're all there.
And photos.
Yep.
The key thing that we stress all the time right now with photos is get them up on a cloud surface.
Yep.
Because, you know, once those photos are gone, folks.
They're gone.
Steve and I have run into this countless times. Folks come into our shop and say, can you get these back? Well, do you have your backups? Well, I meant to.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Yeah.
Documents can be recreated. You know, I know it might be a big pain in the ass, pardon my French, about doing, you know, say a thesis or something like that. But those photos of family and everything else, that you know, there are moments that you can't go back and recreate. They're gone, especially if the people are gone.
Well, you know, it's interesting talking about the cloud. You know, around here, that's one thing we've kind of moved to over the past couple of years behind the scenes at the station. You know, we have tens of thousands of audio files, right? Mm-hmm. And so we have to take a look at the big picture and say, God forbid there's a catastrophe. God forbid there's a fire. God forbid there's a flood. All of a sudden now you have a place that you know all your stuff lives up in the cloud. It's a beautiful thing. Well, friends, we need these your pledges of support this afternoon. We're working on getting Nick Francesco back into the mix here. We appreciate your patience. Last week of this spring pledge drive, give us a call, 966-5299. Make that pledge today or jazz901.org.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm David Wright.
Steve, go ahead. That's you.
I'm Steve Wright.
You got to turn your mic on.
Nick, you missed it. We were discussing before.
Clearly, what I missed.
Well, how certain...
now everybody's gone again.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, because if I mute my mic.
Oh, now everybody's back.
All right.
If I mute my Mac mic, it mutes all of the mic inputs.
One of the things about not being here on Saturdays is when I'm not here, I don't get an opportunity to see just how much y'all are a mess.
We were commenting before, you know, after I do the weather, how certain, then there's usually... one of our DJs that's saying something else short before we go into our back into the show.
Yeah, it's called a liner. Go ahead.
Well, if we had some professional people here, notice the levels were really high and then the person's voice was way down here.
Okay, fine. Yeah, let me add it to my list. Anyway, I'm Rob Linton. Glad to be here with these guys this afternoon as we work through some tech issues. Nick's broadcasting live from I don't even know. Someplace green based on the video that I'm seeing. And we are here to ask for your pledges of support, friends, as we are in the last week of our pledge drive. Want to take an opportunity to thank Betty for her pledge. Betty, thank you. Richard, also for your pledge. And we had an anonymous pledge come in as well. So those three folks have done their part. Now it's your turn. If you love Sound Bites, please head on over to our website. Make that donation there at jazz901.org. So Nick probably... Is Nick back? We'll turn it over to Nick.
Am I here?
You're here.
No, you're not. You're somewhere else.
Let me talk for a minute to the people who have not pledged. Why? Do you not love this show? Why are you listening if you don't love this show? If you do love this show, make a pledge. Look, we have levels you can pledge at $35, $50, $90, $10, et cetera, but you don't have to pledge at those levels. We understand people's circumstances. So if you can pledge $5, $10, we don't care. Pledge. The important part is to pledge. We'd like to stay on the air. We'd like to keep this station on the air. We can't do that without you. You're the people. When we say public supported, we ain't kidding. That we get our money from you folks' generosity. Your folks' generosity. You're better with Shakespeare. Your generosity. We need you to make that call and make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or your old computer people, go to jazz901.org. Click the big red and white donate now button. Spend 90 seconds of time and make that pledge, please.
There's 262 people right now on the listening on the stream.
That's
Why
incredible.
Aren't they all pledging?
That's right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's been that number since we started, Nick. 260.
That's wrong. That's great. That's great.
And hey, there's hundreds upon hundreds of people who download the podcast every week.
Yep.
Do you think that doesn't cost me money to put that to store that up on the web somewhere?
Nothing.
We need you to make that call and make that pledge.
Yeah,
do it now.
Support us. I mean, you know, like Rob was saying at the beginning of the hour, we come here every week. The only times we don't, like I've said constantly, is whether it's Christmas or New Year's, if it's on a Saturday. Otherwise, we're here every Saturday taking the prime time of the day from you, for me, and I think for you guys too. You're usually leaving the house around 11. And you don't get home until 3, so there's 4 hours out of your a Saturday, a prime day off for most folks, and we're in here and on our way doing this show so we can help solve your computer problems. And we only come to you twice a year asking for your support.
Well, and one thing to remember, too, is, you know, unlike most public radio and TV stations, they'll come to their listeners and viewers upwards of 5 to 6 times per year with pledge drives between radio and TV.
Yep.
That's insane, number one. Number two, that's very intrusive on the programming, but that's why we only do 2. But that makes those 2 that much more important to ensure that we hit the goal. The number to call, 966-5299, that's 966-JAZZ, or donate at jazz901.org. Friends, we need your help to make sure Soundbites can stay on the air. Nick, I want, we haven't had you in a while. Do you have anything you want to talk about? I have something I wanted to bring up if you don't have anything.
One very quick thing. In addition to all the other stuff we do, Sunday nights at 9 p.m., unless it's Easter, we do a live video chat. And that's another hour out of our week that we get together with people to answer their computer questions. And all we ask is twice a year, make a pledge. How hard is that? So sorry, go ahead.
No. It was fun. A listener called up a little while ago and reminded me of something I've been meaning to tell you guys that you should talk about if you don't already. How many of you get annoying spam calls on your cell phone? Like your car warranty is expired. You know, and it's gotten so bad where you're just like, those types of calls outnumber the calls that actually matter.
Well, see, on a Pixel phone?
Yeah.
I know you Apple folks might not have this this thing.
Yeah.
It's a very simple button, and I know Nick has it too, that when we get a call in and we don't know it, there's this little button. You just sit there and say screen.
Screen it. Yeah.
And it screens it, and I don't ever get it. And it's done, which is usually a spam call, it says, do you want to mark this as a spam call? You go, yep.
Well, so I want to tell everybody about an app, and this is, you know, normally we don't do this, but this is an app that I actually learned about a couple of years ago that works. I believe it definitely works on Apple, and I believe you can obviously download it too for your Droid, but it works wonders. It is a program called RoboKiller. All right, RoboKiller. So there's a small annual fee that you pay, but the thing I love about this app. It has a free trial. You got to turn your mic on. Yeah.
I turned it off when we were messing around.
That's okay. It does have a free trial. But so the cool thing about this is it does a really great job automatically knowing what's spam and what's not. So it won't even ring your phone at that point. All right. But you can obviously also teach it as time goes on. And my favorite feature is that the people that call you and spam you about the warranties and the this, that, and the other thing, you can actually pre-record messages, pre-record voices, and it comes with them, too, of celebrities and people like that that will actually turn around and spam them back.
Cool.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. You can have, like, they got the Lone Ranger in here. They got, like, presidents in the past and stuff like that that are screwing with them and stuff. They'll be like, hello? 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 And it messes with the spammers. It's great.
Yeah.
So there you go.
We've also talked in the past. Some people will use the FCC disconnected tone.
Oh yeah, those tones.
And that will tell the computer.
The computer take you off.
And then it comes across with this number is no longer in service.
Yeah, but it's gotten bad, especially with the warranty calls. You know.
Yes, yeah, it's gotten to the point where if I see you broken down by the side of the road, I'm going to ignore you.
Because you had an opportunity to warranty. Yeah, that sounds about right. Just something I wanted to bring up. Yeah, I've told a couple of people about it over the years, but it really is fantastic. And it does a good job, like I say, of learning. And it'll screen. Yep. It'll screen out, you know.
That's one feature that I loved with my Pixel phone from day one.
Yep.
It's like, if they're not in my phone book and I'm not expecting a call from somebody,
that's right.
You can leave a message.
That's right. That's right.
It's tough when we're a business that we have to answer unknown calls.
Yep. Yeah.
And most of the time, they're spam anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So Google, we use a product called, lost it too.
Brain fart.
So we have a VoIP system that was made by the guys who started Google Voice.
There you go.
And so it comes with transcriptions built in. It's got all kinds of cool stuff. Dial pad. And one of the options is it will come up and say scam likely on known scam numbers, but the bad guys are now spoofing phone numbers too.
Yeah.
In fact, well, that's actually a big problem in the tech community. We get a lot of people will call in and say, Apple called me and told me to give them the 6-digit confirmation code, and now my wallet is empty.
Well, and I think the sad part about it is, and I think Nick can speak to this too, is there are still, sadly, so many folks out there who will fall for the click this link in this email to give us your bank account information, or your nephew is in jail in Guam, send money. Yeah. And Nick, that's still a significant problem out there, isn't it?
Yeah, you're going to find that these scammers will take a million avenues to get to you. You know, if you don't have a grandchild, you'll hang up on them. So they'll call back and talk about your son or your daughter. If you don't have that, they'll call back and talk about your car warranty. If they don't have that, they'll call back and talk about Windows or Apple or whatever. Whatever they can do to get your money, that's their job. We say this all the time, and we have to keep reiterating it. There is absolutely no legitimate company on this planet who is going to ask to be paid in gift cards.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Especially gift cards belonging to another company.
The FBI is certainly not going to ask you for gift cards.
Nor is the IRS.
And Microsoft isn't going to want iTunes cards.
You think? Or Target.
Right. So you got to be, you know, look, we're really pretty savvy and pretty wary when we're out in the real world. But somehow, when we're sitting down at our computers, we turn our brains off and just go, yeah, okay, sure.
They get click happy, which I have said for decades. You know, everybody's stopped, like you said, turn off the brain, and they just click, 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 click. Oh, yeah, yep, do, do, do. And then all of a sudden they get this thing, oh, my account's been charged. This, I didn't sign up for that.
Yep.
Well, yes, you did. When you were clicking through all this, you didn't take the time to read anything.
Yeah, there was a story that came out this week where a guy lost $100,000 in his Bitcoin wallet. Wait a day, and it would have dropped $100,000 anyway. But he got a call from Apple, because that's what the call ID said, and they said that there's a problem on your account. You need to change your password. And we're going to send you 6 digits. Tell us what those digits are. And they changed his password and got his two-factor code because that's what they sent them. So then they changed his password, got into his account, and was able to drain all the money that was in his Apple account. And so we've talked for years about putting a two-factor code on you know, Apple and Google and Microsoft and PayPal and eBay, Amazon, anybody that has money behind it. But be really wary about, no one else is going to ask for that code unless you are logging into the site yourself.
Mm-hmm. And check the address, too. Yeah. You know, if you get any doubt, you know, open up another browser and go right to that site that you know. Because that's the problem. Too many of the sites can replicate that they look. You'd swear up and down that, oh, yes, I went to my banking site. It was them. No, they can make it look so authentic, it's unbelievable.
966-JAZZ is the phone number to call to make that pledge of support, 966-5299. Want to thank Scott from Webster for your donation this afternoon, too. It is the last week of our spring pledge drive, friends. If you love the program, please do give us a pledge today. Today. Today would be a great time to do it. Just like Daniel and Webster and Scott in Webster as well. Thank you both for your support. And I believe we have Scott from Webster right now.
Yep. Go ahead, Scott.
I am a member.
Thank you.
Sustaining member. Sustaining member.
And
whatever.
He's donated twice, by the way. We should mention it. He has donated two times.
This time to Soundbite. So listen, I have an aging Inspiron Dell laptop, 7 years old. I'm fearful it's going to crap out on me anytime soon. I'm thinking about going back to the desktop, but I'm not up to date on all the various motherboards and, you know, the components that go in. What would be a good desktop just for, I'm retired, so I don't do a lot of graphics or any high-tech stuff, but what would be a good what kind of components do I need in a desktop going forward? I can get the screen and I can get the, you know, the other.
So you're married to a. You want a small tower.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Okay, yeah.
Well, there's also the small form factor that's pizza box rather than an actual tower.
I tend to stay away from pizza boxes because they usually always have pizza boxes take half what they call half cards.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So if you want to go, you know, get a decent video card and all that, you got to now look for what they call a pizza box graphics card. It's half the size. So, matter of fact, I just got a tower, which we were talking about before, just a few months ago, I got an
i5.
Yeah.
At least an i5, if not a 7 or a 9.
I got an i5 with a terabyte hard drive and 16 gig of memory.
Which is probably the minimum you want. You probably want a quad-core processor. Don't settle for a dual-core, because quad is at the low end now, and most people are keeping their computers for 10 years, and you're going to want something faster.
And don't go with the onboard graphics. You know, get your separate graphics card.
Okay.
Which will cost a little bit more, but even for, you know, web surfing, it can load the graphics faster and doesn't take up much of your main memory. With onboard graphics, say you have 16 gig, you have 8 gigs of RAM, of memory, you know, 3 or 4 gigs of that's going to be video memory that it's going to have to share with.
Whereas if you have your own graphics card, you know, and that's usually even, you know, nowadays HDMI, so, you know, it's faster and better quality. I mean, you can get nice 27-inch screens, you know, for $100.
I know, yeah. So the graphics card is a separate component that you plug into your tower then?
Yep. It goes into one of the PCI slots.
Okay, and is there any particular speed of a graphics card? Or
whatever your wallet can afford. Okay. You can go anywhere couple $100 up to a couple $1,000.
But fortunately, those high-end cards are really hard to get because all the Bitcoin miners are taking, and gamers are taking them.
Yeah.
So the low-end cards are getting kind of cheap.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Shop around. Yep. Like I say, I wound up getting my i5 with the memory and the, like I say, the terabyte hard drive. I think I only paid under $400 for it.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Scott, let me ask you a question. Are you planning on piecing your own, or are you looking to buy a built system from a vendor?
I think probably a built system from a vendor rather than piece it. My daughter wants to piece her own, but I don't think I'm qualified to do that, or I don't know. I was going to buy from HP or Dell or something.
It's a fun learning process, but if you just want to use a computer.
Let me also suggest that you take a look at one of the local vendors and let them build a system for you.
Not the big box store, actual local vendor.
Well, you can't go into most big box stores now and find desktop units. It's all laptops. And so if you go to one of the local stores, like Nick was saying, you're going to get on support, you know, local support. So if something goes wrong with it, you don't have to ship it, you know, pack it up and ship it off and wait for it to come back. You can take it into one of the local stores face to face with a person and talk to them and tell them what's going on and here's what I want built. Here's what
perfect.
If I have problems with it.
That's a great idea. I, you know, you sort of sometimes think you're locked into the online HPs or Dells, but the old way, the old fashioned way, you know, going to guys like you years ago, you'd build right from the floor up. So
that's
nice to know. Okay. My last question is my iPad, which was given to me from my previous employer, is crapping out after 8 years. I don't use it a lot, you know, maybe when I travel or if I'm watching a show or something. Could I get the same kind of experience using a Chromebook, or should I stay with something more portable like, you know, the iPad, or maybe go with an Android?
Depends on your needs.
And short answer is they're a Chromebook, iPad are pretty similar. The iPad has an advantage that it's one thing, and with the Chromebook you have to open the lid to use it. But one advantage the Chromebook has is it's got a keyboard, and that's separate.
It's cheaper.
It's optional on an iPad.
Yeah.
Well, the iPads start at $329, so they're not.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, you can spend $3,000 on one if you want. So at the high end of the iPad line, it overshadows some desktops. But the basic iPad is $329.
Well, the other thing you might want to try, too, since you still have that old system.
Yeah.
You know, and you say it's getting old and showing its age.
Yep.
If you want to try something, try Ubuntu.
Yeah, okay. Ubuntu, right?
Right. And then from there, you can go and do a simple install, Steve put up a link from last week's show on how to upgrade from Ubuntu to Xubuntu, and it looks just like Windows. It even comes with LibreOffice pre-installed.
Yeah, no, it sounds it's
fun.
I'm amazed that's been around 30 years, and this is the first I've heard of it. Of course,
and like I say, the way Windows is slowly taking over, and like Nick has said for a long time, eventually you're going to pay a yearly fee.
Yeah,
for that, and the way they keep mucking up systems.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also Neverware that Google just bought, and I forget what they renamed it to, which basically turns your old PC into a Chrome computer.
Oh, okay.
Chrome OS Flex.
Chrome OS Flex. Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess you can go Flex now.
Yeah.
So the Chromebook, though, you know, they give it to students. The advantage of it is everything's done in the cloud. It's not susceptible to viruses. It's basically has all these apps that you can download. I mean, I can't see where there's a disadvantage other than what I'm not thinking about. But.
Well, the biggest disadvantage is more of a conceptual one, that you can't run Photoshop on a Chromebook. But there are plenty of other photo editors.
Yeah.
So the named programs you're familiar with on Windows and Mac may not have a Chrome version, but there are plenty of other that do the same.
And you can't store as many programs on it because it doesn't have an internal big storage space. You'd have to either throw it up to the cloud or an external hard drive.
You get one of the Chromebook models that has the SD card slot, which probably most of them do now, and then you can put bigger and bigger SD cards in it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I save a lot of money listening to you guys.
Well, thank you.
The pledge always in. Shadows
Absolutely.
What I save.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your support and for the phone call. And we are, we are coming up on the end of hour number one right now. We need these phones to ring and the donations to come in. I want to thank Daniel, Scott, and all the other folks that have pledged this afternoon so far. They've done their part. Now it's time for you to do yours. Right, Nick?
Absolutely. It's just twice a year. We only come to you twice a year and ask you to pledge. And I know you hate pledge drives. I get it. But remember, if you are a member, you can sit there smug and self-satisfied because you already pledged. The only people that don't like pledge drives are the people who haven't pledged. Mm-hmm. So get on the good side of that. Make the call. Make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
And don't forget, there's a lot of wonderful Soundbites gifts that we have up there. We have, of course, the Soundbites t-shirts. We have Soundbites coffee mugs. We have the thumb drives. We have all kinds of goodies up there. I mean, tons and tons of gifts. But the biggest gift we're going to be able to give you is to be able to do this show next week, do this show 6 weeks from now, do the show, you know, in September. But we need your help to do so. 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, or please donate online in this last hour over at jazz901.org.
And one of the other things that, you know, folks should be getting excited about, too, is now with the Jazz Fest coming back, there's a lot of great music that's going to be coming up. And I'm sure the station's got something up its sleeve far as getting you to the Jazz Fest and listening to some great music out there. So, you know, you got to keep us around to find out more about that, because if you don't, we're not.
That's right. 966-JAZZ, 966-5299. That's the number to call. Nick, go ahead and take us out, will you?
All right, that's the end of the first hour, but do not go away. There's a whole nother hour of the longest-running computer show in the known universe coming your way. That's right, it's Soundbites with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with a special guest appearance by Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, and all of you. It is 59 minutes after the hour. We are Soundbites. I have no idea how much time we have left before we're out.
Just, you do what you feel is best.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester, a public service of the Greece Central School District and official media partner of this year's CGI Rochester International Jazz Festival, Jazz 90.1.
On Twitter at 901Jazz.
Well, welcome. Kind of got rid of that one. Welcome back to Soundbites. I'm Nick Fran. I'm Dave Enright. I don't even know who the heck I am.
I'm Dave. I'm Nick Francesco.
And I must be Rob Linton.
That messes me all up.
I know. It just flows right off. That's why I sit here not saying anything, because I'm waiting for Dave to say him when he's not here.
Nick, you just totally messed this all up. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. Life is good.
Good.
I'm enjoying the view from here somewhere in the southwest, having a wonderful time.
Well, that's good. That's
you
good.
Folks are doing great back there, and we hardly have any delay at all between us, though we're bouncing off 36 states and
Modern technology. What can we say, my friend?
That's exactly right. But yeah, so listen, we should probably remind people that they can give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And I will read
some more news.
While you make that call. Last year, Apple enacted app tracking transparency, a mandatory policy that forbids app makers from tracking user activity across other apps without first receiving those users' explicit permission. Privacy advocates praised the initiative, and Facebook warned it would spell certain doom for companies that rely on targeted advertising. However, research published last week suggests that app tracking transparency doesn't always curb surreptitious collection of personal data or the fingerprinting of users. At the heart of app tracking transparency is the requirement that users must click an allow button that appears when apps are installed. Without that consent, the app can't access the identifier for advertisers, a unique identifier for iOS or iPad OS that is assigned so they can track users across other installed apps. At the same time, Apple also started requiring app makers to provide privacy nutrition labels that declared the types of users and device data they collect and how those data are used. Last week's research paper said that while ATT, the app track transparency, in many ways works as intended, loopholes in the framework also provided the opportunity for companies, particularly large ones like Google and Facebook, to work around the protections and stockpile even more data. The paper also warned that despite Apple's promise for more transparency, app tracking transparency might give many users a false sense of security. The researchers identified 9 iOS apps that use server-side code to generate a mutual user identifier that a subsidiary of the Chinese tech company Alibaba can use for cross-app tracking. The researchers also said that Apple isn't required to follow the policy in many cases, making it possible for Apple to further add to the stockpile of data it collects. They noted that Apple also exempts tracking for purposes of obtaining information on a consumer's creditworthiness for the specific purpose of making a credit determination. Representatives from Apple declined to comment. Alibaba representatives didn't immediately respond to an email seeking comment. So how sure are you that you're not being tracked? Give us a call, 585-96-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. But first, use those numbers or donate at jazz901.org to make a donation to keep this show on the air. This is it, the last hour. This, we're down to the wire now. If you wanted to wait for the drama, if you wanted to wait for the last minute to make your pledge, this is it. This is the last time we will be asking for your donation in this pledge drive. So you need to make that call, make that pledge. This is it.
And while we're doing that, let's go waiting for folks to pick up the phone and give us a call. We'll go to the phones, and we got Rich on the phone. Go ahead, Rich.
First of all, Nick, are you in Arizona?
I am not in Arizona.
Okay, ding, 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 good. Ding. One down.
49 to go. It is a lovely state. The first time I went there, my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law lived there. They said, oh, it's very dry here. You don't have to worry about a thing. We were there 8 days. It rained the entire time.
Nice vacation. Question time. Google, I have lost my password, and for 6 months I'm trying to get back onto Google. In order to get on there, I need to have my password. It's very difficult. What do I do to get onto Google?
Go back and
password, a new one, I presume.
Invent a time machine. Go back in time and add a recovery phone number and a recovery email address so they can prove who you are. So the big thing is trying to prove it's really you and not somebody else trying to break in.
Yeah.
I figured. How do I do that? How do I do that?
Go back in time and add that information. Right. So if the only information they have is your password, then you must remember that password. And if you don't remember the password, too bad, you can't get back in. So generally, you set up a new Google account. And when you set up the account now, at least, they're a lot more strict about making sure you put in a cell phone number and a recovery email address. So if you do forget your password, then they can contact you some other way to verify it's really you doing it.
Okay, here's what they're trying to do. They're trying to text me a message on my landline phone.
Because that was the phone number that was put into the service originally.
And I didn't realize that they were that strict on security. So how do I change that phone number to my cell phone number?
Log into your account, go into your settings, and change your phone number.
But he can't because he doesn't have the password.
Correct.
So then the only solution is create a new Google.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Sorry.
Unless you can't, workaround. Port your landline phone number to a cell phone, get the text message, and then port it back.
How do I port?
You pick a cell phone carrier, T-Mobile, AT&T, whatever. Tell them you want to port your phone number, so then your land phone number will start ringing on your phone.
Cell phone.
On your cell phone.
Cool.
We did that in our house. We shut down our landline so we don't pay for the landline and ported our phone number to the cell phone so that people who knew our phone number can still get a hold of my wife. And she loves answering junk phone calls. I don't know why. She loves getting junk email, too, and ads and crap.
That's right.
But, yeah, so that technically that would work. You'd have to give up your current cell phone number unless you got a new cell phone account to have that number put onto. Unless you have a phone that can have two cell numbers. There are some of the iPhone models have a dual SIM capability. I assume there's Android models that do, too.
Once I'm done with this, I can port it back, you said.
Yes, but there is a time limit. Yeah, you might have to wait a month before it can port. Let me see how often.
Well, that... Yeah. As long as I'm not losing calls from family or whatever.
Right, yeah. The when they ring that phone number, it will ring your device.
One thing you might want to do is pick up what they used to call a burner phone.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. Go ahead, Nick.
What? Well, if you use a burner phone and port your number to that, if it'll ring in both places, you could then just turn off the burner phone, stick it in a drawer, and go back to using your landline as if it were a landline.
Yeah, so you get a $20 phone with no contract.
And I create my home phone number to the burner phone?
With the cell carrier. You port your home phone number to the new cell carrier.
The burn phone.
To the burner phone.
Oh, I see. That's easy, too. Okay.
Yep.
That'll work. Thank you.
And it looks like you can port your phone number once every 30 days.
Okay. Cool.
So you port it to the burner phone, get your information from Google, wait 30 days and port it back. And now it's back on your landline again.
Thank you. That saved me another migraine. I appreciate it.
There you go. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
I got to remember that for the future because we've had a lot of customers that put in their – when the system asks for a phone number, they put in their landline. Even though it says right on there, put in a phone number, we can text you, they put in their landline.
Well, how many folks still have landlines anymore?
A lot of older folks still do.
Yeah, that's right. Not many. As a matter of fact, we had a truck come down into our driveway and wound up taking out two more of the phone lines. And it's like the guy goes, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." I said, "No, no problem. Don't use them anyways."
Yep.
Rolled them up and took them back, laid them back by the pole because we did away with our home phone, you know.
I had the hardest time.
At least a decade ago.
When we had switched from the local phone company to a VoIP company years ago, and one big storm, the telephone line got ripped off the house and was laying across the yards, our yard and our neighbor's yard. And I tried calling the phone company and saying, "The lines are down." I said, "Well, you're not a customer of ours." It has no bearing on the lines being down. You may want to come and pick up your phone lines before the lawnmowers get them and mess up who knows how many else's phone.
Yeah, they don't much care.
Well, now, Nick, you've said you've had your lines down in your pond, electric lines?
Yeah, well, I had power lines down in my pond during and the phone lines, but the power lines were down in my pond during an ice storm, and that was interesting. That was an interesting time.
Sparking.
But yeah, I didn't care that the phone lines were down because we'd given up our landline a year ago before that. And so that was not a problem. But the power lines still being live, by the way, and in the pond were probably not a good thing.
There was a Gilligan's Island episode like that.
What was it? I think it was 5 years ago for me. My neighbors behind me called me in the middle of the night. And they said, "Well, you know, you should be aware." I go, "Aware of what?" They go, "The power lines are rubbing in the trees," because I had a bunch of big trees in the back, and it was sparking. And it's right over the garage. Well, in the garage are a couple big butane tanks. I had my motorcycle in there at the time, a gas grill, and a few gas containers. Would have made a big bang. But luckily, you know, before they wouldn't come do anything with it, and they finally sent a tree company over, and they said, "Do you want us to trim it or take the trees down?" I said, "Take the trees down. I'm not paying for it." And they literally cut them down to eliminate what, like Nick, you know, having it ripped out, you know, the power branches, you know, the branches taking the power out. It's not good. So do you have any other stories for us there, Nick?
Yeah, I want to say our website has been having some issues today.
Our hosting provider, apparently.
Yeah, the whole provider. Things seem to be getting a little better now, but for those of you who were unable to get on at any time today, we apologize. There just was it's the website. Nothing we can do about that, as a matter of fact. But it seems to be up now. How do I know this? Because I just got a notice that they're charging me for my next thing. So the charging part certainly works. That's very exciting.
The hosting part is completely separate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not our department, they tell you.
So whether or not you can get to the site is may not be working, but they certainly the charging part is working. So there's that. So, folks, if you're having a little trouble getting to the website, you don't want to go to our website right now anyway. You want to go to jazz901.org and click that Donate Now button. That is the most important button on the internet for the next 40 minutes.
We're up to 268 listeners on the live streamcast.
We've got 19 people on YouTube.
Yeah.
So we know you're out there in... You know, like Nick is saying, if you haven't pledged, pick up the phones and give us a call.
Yeah. And for those of you who I will read this next news item. With all the apps that we tend to have running on our phones, it's a constant worry as to whether or not the battery will be able to make it through the day. And that's not helped when apps misfire and run power draining features in the background. A recent bug in Google Messages app on Android phones left the camera running in the background, which is a great way to both heat up your phone and run down your battery. So two for one. Very exciting. The Google Messages app allows you to easily take a photo directly from the app and attach it to a chat message. I do that regularly. However, the camera app would occasionally keep running even when you did not have it on the screen. If you do find your phone is unusually hot or the battery is running down especially quickly, it may not hurt to make sure your camera isn't still running or to simply swipe the Messages app off the Recents menu. You know, you can mm-hmm. see all the things that you've recently used. And then if you flick one of those up, it goes away. That's off. And you should do that to your Messages app. That'll close the app down. You can also deny Messages permission to use your camera altogether, of course, by going to Settings, Apps, Messages, Permissions, Camera, and select Don't Allow.
And then
however, that may not be necessary, according to Scott Westover, Communications Manager at Google, who has communicated with us. The bug has been identified, and the fix is currently rolling out to users. So if you're one of those people who ignores the update messages, stop ignoring them. So how's your battery life? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. But mostly call to make a pledge to donate now. And you can also donate now with a big red and white Donate Now button at jazz901.org. We've only got 40 minutes left. If you're one of those people who waits to the last minute to get in there and, you know, do it at the last minute. This is it for us. We will not be back here next Saturday pledging. Hopefully we will be back here next Saturday.
Yeah, God willing.
That depends on you making that call, making that pledge this Saturday. So what are you waiting for? Do it now.
Yeah, and if you do turn off your camera to keep battery life from draining too fast, remember that you turned it off. So when you try to make that Zoom call and it doesn't work, you don't have to call tech support.
Well, that's the other thing, you know, which I've been talking about for a while, is that's going to become an issue, is battery life. Well, it has been for a while, but even more so as more and more folks rely so much on their cell phones. I mean, like we were saying, it's replaced the home phone. So you rely on it 24/7 to be up, charged, and running. To, you know, take those calls in the middle of the night or during the day and not have to worry about, oh, is my, you know, battery draining or dying? They're going to have to come up with better batteries. And it might mean a little thicker phone. Oh, big deal. You can live with that. You put a darn case on the thing anyways. So what's a few more millimeters thicker?
Yep. Yeah, we're starting to see people are wanting battery life as a higher priority than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
For several years now, it's been camera quality. And you can't do a whole lot more to add the camera quality than they have.
Well, the other thing, though, is so many folks are watching TV and streaming videos on their phone.
So you need
that sucks the life out of the battery big time. You know, you've turned it on. If you've got one of those services, whether it's Sling or Paramount Plus or Yahoo or whatever, Netflix, and you're watching it on your phone, that's a good way to drain that battery faster than you can blink an eye.
And everybody nowadays is using FaceTime or Duo or one of those.
TikTok?
To do video chats. And that drains the battery just as fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, they're going to have to do something about it. But they don't want to listen to us. What are we? Just a small town computer talk show.
That's right. We did have a couple of people in the YouTube chat. One person, Janet, said, you can forward your calls to the burner. And that's right. You don't have to change the what did you call it?
That might work. Just a straightforward rather than a send the message over here, because there would be no message.
Right. I don't know that when you forward a phone number, it also forwards send the message over here.
Texting. It may not. But that would be a little easier to try, depending on who your phone service is, see what the forwarding command is to forward yourself, your landline to your cell phone.
Right. If that works, you win. And if it doesn't, you still can forward the number.
Then you go to the plan B.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Doesn't cross
you. Forwarding calls to the number absolutely would work.
Yeah.
Whether you could forward calls and that would also forward text messages is the thing we don't know.
Looks like on many landlines, it's *72 to set up forwarding and then wait for the tone and dial your 10-digit phone number. And apparently so this is dated January 2021, so that's a pretty recent article.
Yeah.
And that will forward text messages. And then star 73 turns forwarding off.
But let's go back a step. We've been talking about this because we had a caller who had trouble getting their Google, recovering their Google information.
Yeah, because they put in a home phone number which doesn't have texting.
Right. So what you need to do, everybody who has a Google account, you need to have a second email account, whether it's on Google or AOL or Microsoft or I don't care where it is. The point is you have a second account and you have to go into your Google account and say this is your recovery email address.
Mm-hmm.
So that there is a separate email address where you can send where Google can send information for recovery purposes. And while you're in there, also set a different phone number.
Yep.
Perhaps your spouse's phone number, your child's phone number.
But not a landline.
Sorry, what?
Not a landline, though.
Not a landline, so that they can receive the text message.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That Google wants to send you.
And even if you know your password anyway, you should right now log into your Google account and any account for that matter, and verify that the recovery information is correct. The second email address you still have access to. The cell phone number you still have. So a lot of people may have changed cell phone numbers over the years.
The thing of it is, though, if they were using a product like NPass or something else like that, it would be there no matter what happened because it's stored up in the cloud.
Your password is saved ahead of time.
Yep.
By something else.
But absolutely, you can. You need to set those recovery options on your system. And whether or not you've done it already, do it today after you call and make a pledge. But do it today because we need to know that you are safe. And you, your email. Everybody, look, your email address is your identity on the net for many, many people. So if you lose it, that's a real problem.
And it makes
so the way you fix that is you get yourself prepared to recover it if you need to. And you need to do that today because you may have a problem tomorrow.
All right, we got about a minute and a half. Let's take Nate's question and see if we can get it before we go to the break. Go ahead, Nate.
Okay. My question to you is on my new Dell laptop G717, the keyboard backlights, they were on, and then sometimes they go off. How do you get those back on again?
Quite often there is a setting to turn keyboard backlighting on and off. And when keyboard backlighting is on, there's a sensor that tells it how dark the room is before it lights up the keyboard.
Yeah.
Is this a laptop or a desktop?
It's a laptop. It's a Dell. It's only a year old.
Most of the time I've seen the sensors are in the camera. So if you block the camera so that you don't accidentally get on camera.
No, it's not blocked.
Okay. That will sometimes block the sensor.
On some keyboards, if you hit the hold down the function key and hit F4, or F5, or the space bar.
There might be a little icon on the key.
Right. But generally for Windows 10 or Windows 11, which I'm assuming you have on this laptop.
10, yes.
You might find a little icon that kind of looks like a square with lights coming out of the top. But in any case, generally speaking, holding the function key down and hitting F4 or F5 or spacebar will turn on and off.
What's the third one? What bar?
Hold on that function key and hit the spacebar.
Okay, let me try that.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
You better talk us out.
Okay, I'll take us out. You've been listening to Sound Bites, and we still have another half hour. So, you know, don't be shy. Pick up that phone and make a pledge, and we'll return shortly.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more Sound Bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, folks, to this edition, final half hour of Sound Bites. I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
Hey, Rob is back. Hey, Rob.
I've been busy on the phones, which is a wonderful problem to have.
Because why?
That's exactly right. And why Rob is on the phones, by the way, is because we are in the final half hour of the Soundbites version of the spring pledge drive for Jazz 90.1. We only come to you twice a year to ask your generous support to keep this station, this show, on the air. That's it, twice a year. This is the last half hour for Sound Bites to ask your support. So if you haven't made your call because you're waiting till the last minute, this is it.
This is the time to do it because we're down to 25 minutes. 25 minutes to pick up that phone and give us a call because, like I say, we only come to you twice a year. That's not a heck of a lot to keep a station going, folks. You know, like Rob was pointing out before, that a lot of these other stations that you'll hear, up and down the dial, they're constantly coming to you at least 3 and 4 times a year. And they get public assistance and government assistance. We don't. The only assistance we get is by you folks picking up the phones and giving us a call and showing your support. And there's so many great things you can get with your support, too. Rob's got a great list of gifts along with the membership card.
Oh, the membership card.
Yeah.
Do not miss the membership card.
With
I'm telling you, that's worth everything.
And especially right now with more and more restaurants opening back up. And let's face it, folks, the price at most restaurants has gone up. So if you go in there and say before you were dropping, say between you and your better half, you were dropping, say, $35-$40 for, you know, a dinner. Now it's closer to 50 or more. So with this card, though, if they're part of the members, it's usually buy one, get one half price or even free. So you can save a lot of money. Plus, your donation is tax deductible. It's a win-win all the way around, especially right now, like I say, with the prices going up.
You talking about the member card?
Yeah, the membership card.
Use that thing 2 to 3 times, and it pays for the donation. I promise you. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and you've got wineries on there now. And, I mean, the list goes on and on. And Rob is constantly adding to that list, trying to get other folks to come on board and make offers. So if you don't know what it's all about, you can go to the Jazz website. That's jazz901.org and check it out. And look at that whole list of restaurants all over the city. And even down on into the southern tier, some of the wineries and everything else, you can save some serious money.
Full disclosure, every year I donate so that I can get a card. I have no idea what's on it or how it works. My wife steals it immediately. Last year I got two. My daughter stole the other one. But I'm told by them that they use them all the time and they save an astonishing amount of money.
Yeah.
It's free money, people.
Yeah,
all you have to do is make that call, make that pledge, get that card. If you want to know what it does, you can go to our website at jazz901.org. Click on the or point your mouse to the support Jazz 901 link across the top. Select the Jazz 901 member card, and then click on local benefits. And you'll see an amazing, you want to enter your zip code. Once you do, you will see an amazing amount of available stuff.
There's over 100 establishments. It's not just restaurants. There are breweries and travel coupons and arts and museums. There's over 100 of them.
Garden sports.
Yep. There's 100 of them in the Rochester area, and if you're traveling...
That's what I was just going to say. If you travel, you're a snowbird. So you're only up here for the summer, and then you go south for the winter? Well, you can go down there and say, hey, I got this card from, you know, back up in Rochester, but I want one so that I can use down here. They'll give you one. So it doesn't matter whether you're down in Florida or wherever you go, winterize. You can come back up here and use your other card for the summer months. So, you know, it's not just Rochester, folks. He's not locking you in just to that. It's got wide use.
It's amazing, and it is one of the perks of membership at the right level. And you can get that by just making the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415, or, and this is the easy way to do it, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. What are you doing right now? You're sitting around listening to sound bites. You're probably in front of your computer, or you're in your car sitting in a parking lot somewhere. You got your phone with you. Make the pledge. It takes 90 seconds. Do it now before you forget. I know. I'll do it later. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Don't wait. Do it now. Make that call. Make that pledge. Get into the Soundbites family. Get into the Jazz 90.1 family. Do it now.
All right, let's go to the phones and talk to Dan. Dan, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm enjoying your show immensely, and keep up the good work.
Thanks,
anyway.
Dan.
Just calling to find out what the deal is with Google, and I think I'm being forced off of a free Google Suite service to something paid. And if I got to do it now before May 1st or something like that. Or...
It's June 1st. I got to get to log into the right account here. We were just talking about this the other day. They have announced that there will be a new free plan, but they have not announced what it will be and when it will be available. So right now, if you...
Nobody knows anything right now.
Yeah, if you log into your admin console, there's a warning message that your access to G Suite Legacy Free Edition, it will end soon, but, let me read this, as a valued customer, you're eligible to switch now to a new Google Workspace subscription, $6 per user per month. Or in the coming weeks, you'll be able to join a wait list for a no-cost option. So not only don't they know what it is yet or when it is, when they announce it, there's going to be a wait list to get in. So if you take no action by June 1st, you'll automatically be switched to the new subscription plan. So if you don't have a credit card number on file with Google, your mail will probably stop working.
Oh, delightful.
Yeah. But that's so currently that is set to take place on June 1st. That may change too.
Okay. Somewhere I thought I read that they were giving this new paid subscription a free 3 months.
Yeah, there's a 4 month trial of the new paid subscription for people that were using the free version. So apparently instead of June 1st, that's what, July, August, October 1st, when your 4 month trial expires. So it's 50% off for 4 months. Oh, I'm looking at it here now. In August, we get 100% off until August, and then 50% off for a year. So when your free service ends, it will be $6 per user per month, which is pretty standard to what commercial email costs for domain-based email. But for some companies, larger companies have their own mail server and will handle it themselves. But smaller companies, we've got a customer with 15 users, and that is going to be a huge hit every month to now need to pay $6 per user per month for email services.
A lot of hosting services,
yep,
also include email.
So
many people went with Google because it was so much more convenient, yep, and they have great filtering and et cetera, et cetera.
So if you check with your web host, they may already offer email as part of your service, or they may have different pricing for their email service as well. So your email address won't change. Your email host will change, which is a good thing.
So the G Suite thing is basically the email, or is features too?
You'll lose the rest of the G Suite features, Google Drive storage, you know, Google Meet, meetings, things like that. But the most common thing we're hearing from people is the Google domain email.
If you're a nonprofit organization, though, you can continue to get it for, best we could tell, free, because that's hitting us here. All the Jazz 90.1 email accounts that we have here are through Gmail, and we got that same note. We panicked as well, but if you are nonprofit organization, education, that type of thing, you are pretty much still good to go.
So you're probably already getting it free.
Yes.
Although, they could change that, too.
They could. They will. Yeah.
They will.
They will at some point. Yeah, mm-hmm. They will.
One thing you want to make sure you do, if you own a Google account, make sure you're using Google Takeout at takeout.google.com. You can download all of your mail, all of your pictures, all of your documents, and that means that even if you lose access to them on the web, you've got them downloaded to your system. You should do that regularly, particularly now when you may lose access to the mail. So make sure you download all your mail so you've got it available to you. You know, throw it on a thumb drive, do whatever you're going to do with it. But don't wake up one morning and say, oh, my golly, I've entirely lost my email.
Yep. We started at Jesse Group. We started with Google Mail so long ago. We have 100 free accounts. And then they went to 10 free accounts a few years later.
Hmm. Okay.
Right.
Well, thanks for the heads up, guys. Keep up the good work.
Yep.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
So one thing I've been trying to tell you guys, but I've been busy on the phones, which is a great thing. We actually have an email that came in with a listener question about Chromebooks. Asking, this is Marshall, one of our members, saying, is there a Chromebook function that addresses the need to track personal finances as well as Quicken?
Yes, and it depends on your level of need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are programs available on the web that will do personal finance. Just the way you can download many of them to your computer. excuse me. What's the one that everybody uses?
Well, Quicken is probably one of the more popular ones.
QuickBooks.
QuickBooks for business, small business. And the
web version of that.
Right. The web versions of those will still work on a Chromebook. I'm looking at Alternative 2, and I'm seeing one called HoneyGain. GNU Cash is one that I've used before.
GNU Cash, and that's a good one, actually.
Yeah. Let me post a link to that. Now that Bluehost is back up, I can.
I still use Microsoft Money.
No.
It's been sunset, no. Shot, and buried in the backyard for about a decade.
Are you still using Windows 98 with it?
No.
There's one called K My Money.
Yes, I've heard of that one.
That mostly is designed for KDE, but it works for everything nowadays.
Yeah, Ubuntu.
There's one called H-Ledger, which is a double-entry accounting system. These are all on Linux, by the way, Grisby. There are lots of available products. One of the lovely things about Chromebooks is that they can run Linux. So if you wanted to use one of the Linux programs, like KMyMoney or whatever, the Google one, the GNOME one. You can do that, but you can also use one of the many online personal finance systems.
Yeah, the K-Money looks a lot like Quicken.
Yeah.
QuickBooks, because that's what I'm familiar with is QuickBooks on my desktop. And on my Raspberry Pi 400, I put the K-Book and looks just like it.
And a lot of people are looking for alternatives now because Quicken and even QuickBooks, they're different companies now. Intuit spun off Quicken to a separate company. They are going to they're struggling to go to subscription only. So they're trying to force people onto web versions by discontinuing the desktop version, and even the desktop versions that are left are subscription only.
Yeah, mine is. I have to pay a yearly. Yeah. It's $49. I just had to renew.
Yeah, it's not that much, but it's a little annoying. But on the other side, you can understand that companies need to keep money flowing in if they're going to keep developing those products.
Well, I was forced to one. excuse me, I was forced to one way back when my late wife was alive, because she was a CPA. And when she saw how I did my checkbook, she just about had a fit then.
Yeah.
The way I always did it, folks, is when I, you'd write a check out, and then when I go to write it into that little registry thing, so say something was $49.60.
You rounded it, didn't you?
I put $50.
Love that.
And even if it was $57.12, it went to $58. And she sat there and looked at that. She goes, how the H do you reconcile? I go, easy. At the end of the year, I look at what it says I have and what I think I have, and I got a bonus.
You get a bonus.
She was ready to pull her hair out.
As long as you're rounding up and down with some sort of plan.
I always rounded up, so I never bounced a check in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, that's like nails on a chalkboard to her.
For a CPA, yeah.
Yeah, for a CPA.
Some cash registers do that automatically. I went to a store the other day and bought something, and it was $3.25, so I had a quarter and gave it to them. I went back a couple of days later, bought the exact same thing again. It was $3.26. So the first time I was there, the register rounded it down. The second time I was there, the register rounded it up.
So in memory of her, though, I wound up going to Quicken. And to this day, I'm right on what the bank says and what my Quicken says to the penny. Because I can hear her yelling in my ear.
Absolutely. All right, friends, we got just
by
about...
By the way, while we're on that subject...
Hang on just a second, Dick. We want to give one more quick push for pledges. So go ahead. We've got, about 9 minutes to go in the Spring Soundbites Pledge Drive. Go ahead. Don't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say everybody should take this opportunity to also check your bank statements.
Yes.
Online is the best way to do it, but you should do that regularly to make sure who's doing what to whom. So, and let me tell you that tip alone is well worth you making a call and making a pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We're just in the last few minutes of this particular Soundbites push for the pledge drive. If you wanted to pledge around Soundbites, it's your last shot. So do it now. Pick up the phone, pick up your keyboard, make that call, type in that pledge. We need your support. We want to stay on the air. We want to stay on the air. We want to take our time every week and come to you and bring you this stuff. But you need to make sure that we do that. And the way you do that is you make the call, you make the pledge, we stay on the air. It's a synergy. It's a partnership. Do it right now. Don't wait. Don't wait. Waiting is dumb. Do it now.
Yes, especially with, check your credit card statements. Don't wait till the end of the month till the printed statements come. In fact, most banks are trying to get you to stop printed statements. If someone got into your account, 30 days ago and you don't notice for 30 days, that's a lot of money they can take. And it makes it harder to try to recover from it.
Yeah.
My wife used to get annoyed at me that I'd check my accounts like almost every day. And so whenever I reconcile my receipts at the end of every day and I log in and check my account, see what's there, what's supposed to be there. It annoys me sometimes that it takes 3 days for a gas station to post a receipt. But I can buy something at Wegmans, take the 2 minutes to drive home, and it's already been posted in my account.
That's where I belong to CNB. And now they've gotten to where once thing is, been there,
pending.
It's pending. I love it.
Yeah.
Because I know it's coming.
Yeah.
So it's there, and I can go ahead and put it in there and, keep everything in check. You know, it just saves a lot of frustration because, something, like you say, you buy it now and it doesn't get tagged into it until 3-4 days later and it's like, oh, shoot.
Or if I forget to get a receipt or someplace doesn't give me the receipt and I forgot to write the report.
Well, you can
it.
Go to gas places, you pump it, and then they say, oh, sorry, out of paper. Go to the cashier to get a receipt. And it's like, no, I'm not going to do that. I want to get the heck out of here.
Right. And they always say, sorry, it's out of paper. Well, okay, go fill it. Send someone to go fill it.
Yeah. How hard can that be? Put a roll of paper in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way we've become, I mean, our society now is we want to do everything fast, quick, and easy. And it's just like that.
And we want no consequences.
No. Nope, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. So, but you know what's quick and easy? Making the pledge.
What a segue, man.
Make the pledge, make the call, 585-966. Look, this is the last time we're going to do this. We're not going to be here doing this next week. So, if I have to inundate you with this information so that you actually make the call and make the pledge, I am not too proud to do so. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. How can you not do that? It's quick. It's easy. It's convenient. And it means that next week, when you tune in to Jazz 90.1, you will indeed continue to hear sound bites at noon on Saturday.
Want to make sure we thank all of the folks that have donated so far. So many of you have called in. Wonderful to talk to you. Many of you have donated online. We are grateful. There is still time. Of course, the website never closes for business.
24/7.
That's right. Jazz901.org. Guys, I've had a lot of fun hanging out with you. I need a nap.
Yeah.
Is it too busy for a Saturday afternoon?
Beat the rush out in the parking lot.
That's right.
All right. Thank you. We want to specifically thank Rob Linton, who sat in and answered phones and chit-chatted with us. We don't see Rob very often.
Yeah, we almost forgot what he looked like.
You see him now.
No, it's a lot of fun. It brings back good memories of back in the day when I was in college and I used to be scared of you people.
Yeah, and I mean, we used to just see the top of your head.
That's right. That's right. It was so much fun.
Back he was in another room, folks. You got to understand. And he had to get up on the step stool.
That's right.
To look over the window, to look on in to see us three sitting in a separate studio.
Oh, my God. I remember when you guys came in for the first time. I'm like, these guys look scary. I'm like, I don't know. And then to all these years later, I consider you part of my family. It's wonderful to have you guys here. And again, don't forget to pledge jazz901.org.
Yeah, and, you know, we can't say it enough. We enjoy coming to you folks every week. And, you know, we want to be here down the road. Granted, we've been doing this for 31 years. Hopefully, we're going to be doing it for quite a few more. But we need you folks, even after we go off the air, you can still go to the website and click in there and say it's for sound bites. You have that option, so please pick up the phones and go in there or go on your computer or your cell phone and go to the website and sign up, please.
Yeah, we need your help. It's that simple. All right, that's it. We are done for another week. We want to thank everybody who called in. We want to thank particularly everybody who pledged. It's you people who are the backbone of this show, who are the people who really keep us on the air. So thanks to each and every one of you. I want to thank Dave Enright. I want to thank Steve Ray. I want to thank Rob Linton, who was kind enough to come in and share the insanity with us. We love to share the insanity with you, and hopefully we will be back next week with a whole lot more of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. That would be Sound Bites right here on the Truly Great. And truly grateful to you that we are member-supported Jazz 90.1. Listen, we'll see you in just 166 hours. Please, be good to one another, will you? And make that call. Make that pledge. See you next week.